Right, quickly want to let you know about something the Human Rights Commission is doing, collaborating with a couple of other institutions to hold a series of information sessions all about boosting public understanding of our Bill of Rights. They want to really amplify public awareness of the rights that are enshrined in Chapter 2 of the Constitution and, of course, the responsibilities that go hand in hand with those rights. On the line with me is Eugene Rabalane, who is the Human Rights Commission's Advocacy and Research Officer. Eugene, thanks for your time. Who's the intended audience for these info sessions?
Good morning, ma'am. The intended audience is obviously the community members in and around Cape Town. Like yesterday, we were in Khayelitsha, and today we'll be in the Woodstock area.
Okay. And what happened in Khayelitsha yesterday? What sort of issues were discussed there?
It was basically your issues pertaining to your social socioeconomic rights, issues of access to services. And for us, it was also good to hear that people raising concerns about issues affecting gender-based violence and all of that, bearing in mind that we currently in August, a month that commemorates women.
Absolutely. Eugene, we know rights and responsibilities go hand in hand. I'm interested to know what sort of assessment you have of how well the people you're speaking to already understand the two. Do you have a sense that people are well informed of what the Constitution guarantees them and what is required of them in return to enjoy those rights?
It depends on community to community. I mean, as you know, that we work across the entire province of the Western Cape. Some areas that we visit, we find that people are well-versed with their human rights, whereas some people aren't. But the other issue that we're grappling with is the issue of responsibilities that you alluded to earlier. Mm-hmm. Some people are aware of their human rights, but some tend to ignore or forget their, in inverted commas, forget their responsibilities. So the emphasis during these sessions is to remind people of their responsibilities.
Okay, now you mentioned you were in Khayelitsha yesterday. You are in Woodstock at the NOAA Center from 10 until 1 today. Are there going to be further meetings as part of this roadshow?
Yes, ma'am. This is basically part of our mandate as a Human Rights Commission to ensure that we inculcate the culture of human rights in communities. So this is just part of the process. So throughout the year, we'll be doing outreach interventions across the province.
Okay, so if somebody wants to come along to the session in Woodstock this morning, can they just show up or do they need to make any kind of reservation beforehand?
No, it's open to anyone and everyone wants to come through.
Okay, so the NOAA Center in Woodstock from 10 o'clock this morning. It's intended to be a three-hour event, which you're welcome to attend. There are details on sahrc.org.za. Our thanks to Eugene Rabalane, Advocacy and Research Officer for the South African Human Rights Commission.